Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, you've been to Newport before?
Yes.
Newport Beach, California.
Sunny and warm.
Uh-huh. I went not that long ago. We took Asha with us, and we were visiting a church, Newport Church, and went to a service Sunday morning. And then it was so beautiful outside, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I don't know, about 80 degrees and sunny, and you can like taste the ocean air.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered from Google Maps that we were like 2 blocks from the beach.
Perfect.
So we went into a little store, bought a boogie board for my daughter, and went over to the beach and spent the whole day at the beach. And then packed it up and came back for a service at night that was like the release of a worship album at Newport Church. And so really fun time. Like, I've never done church like that before.
Yeah, that's
Go to
cool.
church, hang out at the beach all day, and then come back at night. It was a lot of fun. So I want to talk with you about Jonathan Wilson, Pastor Jonathan Wilson. He is the pastor at Newport Church, and he's going to be here at our upcoming conference. It's just in a couple days.
Yep.
And he is someone that I admire, look up to. I'd call him a distant hero. You know, we're not like friends, buddies. We don't text or call each other. Had the opportunity to meet him just this past year and visit his church, which I really enjoyed, loved it. Not just because of the beach, but because of what they're doing there. So thought I'd tell you a little bit about Jonathan Wilson. He's an Aussie, which is always cool.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta love that Australian accent, you know? I don't think is it possible for them to sound mad?
No.
Can you be
possible.
Intimidated by an Aussie? I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem possible. So he and his family came from Hillsong Church in Sydney, where they were on the team for 28 years.
Wow.
And he was a senior associate pastor there. They moved their family, which, by the way, they have 6 kids.
Oh, he's my hero now.
6 kids from Australia all the way to Newport Beach, California to plant this church in July of 2006. Now, you know, 7 years later, they have a thriving church that's in 3 locations mm-hmm. around Newport and Santa Monica. And I just want to share a few things that I really enjoy about Jonathan Wilson. First of all, I think it's maybe obvious about his story. He's a risk taker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Moving that far from something so stable and sure to launch out into a brand new thing. I think it takes a lot of courage and guts. There's a real spirit of adventure there. I mean, that flight alone is it's a 24-hour flight just to get there. So,
yeah.
You know, moving what seems like halfway around the world to a new place and starting something. I love that spirit of adventure and risk-taking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he leads with a real sense of empowering the next generation. Maybe some of it has to do with the fact that his children are such, you know, they go from very little to grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And but you see them involved. Involved in ministry, but the church is so young and vibrant and young people empowered to lead and to lead worship. It's really cool. I love that. They do ministry as a family. Diane is as much involved in the leadership as Jonathan is. He's a strong leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you see both of them, you feel both of their presence there. And their kids are really actively involved in ministry at the church. I like that. That's a model that I can embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't prefer the wife stays at home and, you know, I leave my thing to go see her. But I like to be in it together. And I enjoy that in my house where my daughter cares as much about what's happening at the church as we do.
Right.
Just not about Jonathan Wilson, but about my daughter.
Sure.
On Sunday, she found one of those, will you be part of the miracle pledge cards?
Yeah.
And someone had written $500 on there. And she was picking it up, like, you know, looking at it, and her eyes welled up with tears.
Wow.
Like, she cares about what's going on in the church. So, and then one last thing about Jonathan Wilson is wisdom. He's full of it. And I like
that's a good thing in this case.
Well, it's good to have distant heroes, and I hope that one of mine, Pastor Jonathan Wilson, has inspired you today. See you at the conference.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.